man, that's beautiful.
Yeah, the guy just put it in, Rollo. My pop's really gonna be proud of that window.
35 years in the same business. That's heavy.
Yep. 35 years ago today, my father started this business, Rollo. A poor man with nothing.
Yeah, looked like he still hung on to it.
Hey, come on, Rollo, don't go putting it down, man. I'm proud of my father. Did you get the ring?
The ring?
Shh.
Oh, is he home?
Yeah, he's upstairs watching the Jackie Robinson story for the 23rd time on the Monday morning movie.
Slide, Jackie, slide!
You really takes that picture serious, man.
Huh? Here it is.
Ooh, Rollo, that is bad.
That's one of the best there is. It's got 35 small diamonds in the initials, one for each year.
Yeah, and for the price that we paid for it, it was a steal.
Oh, that's close.
Hey, Rollo, you didn't.
If I didn't get this on the up and up, I hope lightning strike me down right now, this second. Time's up.
Hey, son.
I thought I heard you talk to somebody.
Hey, Mr. Sam, this is a very important day for you, huh?
Why, are you going to Europe?
Hey, Pop Rollo's my friend, man. Why don't you try and make him feel at home?
I'm sorry, son. Rollo, feel at home.
I do.
Well, would you do me a favor?
Certainly.
Will you take the garbage out?
Well, of course. Where is it?
In your shoes.
Hey, man, that's all right. I was leaving anyway. Hey, later.
How about never? One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home Super Dummy.
Well, Super Dummy chipped in with Regular Dummy and some of your other friends, and we got you a little present. Happy anniversary, Pop.
Where the present? Did you drop it?
I wanted to shake your hand.
Well, thanks. Where the present?
Hey, don't worry about the present, Pop. You'll get that tonight.
Oh, I know. You're giving me a surprise party. But I don't like a surprise party. I just like the presents.
No, there's not going to be no surprise party. Just a few of your friends are coming over here tonight for a little get-together.
Now, why'd you ever tell me that for?
Because you just said you don't like surprises.
No, but you're supposed to trick me. See, you're supposed to have a fake hernia attack and then send me over to Julio's to borrow his trust. And when I get back, all y'all in the kitchen with valuable presents pile this high. This high? This high. Well, how high? One?
Yeah, we all chipped in and got you this one present.
Well, where is it?
You can't see it until tonight. But if you come over here, I'll show you the present I got for you.
You mean you got another present besides the one you chipped in for?
That's right.
Listen, son, I hope you didn't spend too much money on me because you need it for yourself and your future. Where is it? I don't see my Toyota. Man, it's writing all over the window.
That's the present, huh?
What is?
The window.
What the hell we need a new window for?
Would you open the door and take a look at it?
Keep spinning money.
Look at the door.
Money. I don't know why. Oh, son. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Sanford and Son. Established 1939. I'll go outside and see if it works.
Hey, of course the window works. What do you mean?
Well, I'll just go outside and I'll look through the window and you hold up that other present and I'll see if I can see it clearly.
Hey, Pop, would you forget about that other present till tonight? Now, come on in the kitchen, because I fixed you a special breakfast.
Okay. Limp. Oh, you're a good son, Lamont.
Yep.
Look at there. Ham and eggs and cornbread with blue bonnet on it. and a yellow hand grenade.
That's a papaya.
Oh, a papaya. Well, where's my present?
Hey, Pop, would you forget about the present and just enjoy your breakfast?
Listen, let me ask you something. Didn't you have to make a pickup around 10 o'clock?
Oh, man, I almost forgot about it. Wow. Hey, Pop, I want you to do me a favor.
What?
When I leave here, promise me that you won't look for the present.
I promise you I ain't look for no present.
Because if you find that, you disappoint everybody.
I'm not going to look for nothing, son. Okay. I promise you that. I ain't going to look for nothing till you leave. I can't help it if I trip over a present. Now, where could I trip over a present? Let's see now. Rollo came in, talking probably, and I said, "Slide, Jackie, slide." And came. Rollo left, and then he went in his pocket, and he walked around the kitchen. I was first, and bingo, bingo. Let's see, Rollo brought it here, so it's probably the world's smallest hubcap. I shouldn't open it, but I promised Lamont I wouldn't look for it, so I shouldn't open it. And he trusts me. But you ought to know better than trust me. Wow. Look at that, what I've always wanted. A signet ring with my own initials, look at that, FS. If I didn't care, and would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Well, that's it for the dinner show.
Hey, Fred.
Smitty, happy. How you feel?
Best felicitations on this auspicious day, commemorating the origination of your very successful entrepreneurial enterprise.
Come on in.
Say, Fred, I'm afraid we got some disappointing news for you.
Hold it, Smitty. In other words, Fred, we have some disappointing news for you.
Listen, we're not going to be able to make that little party of yours tonight.
No, we're going to have to cancel out 86 it, as they say in the streets.
The department's putting us on a news shift. We got to cover that big robbery at the Royal Wilshire Hotel.
Yeah, the tiptoe burglar struck again.
And y'all got to cover that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just an ordinary robbery.
No, no, this was a very big tear-off.
Rip-off.
Oh, yeah, rip-off. As a matter of fact, they ripped off one of the most legendary stars of stage, television, and radio ever to grace his profession.
Don't tell me they finally got rid of an Ike.
No, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
They really cleaned him out, too. Wallet, cufflinks, watches, everything. And to top it off, a $50,000 signet ring.
Poor Sinatra. Poor Sinatra. He lost his wallet and his ring. Lost a chance at the vice presidency. It's been a very bad year.
That's right, Mr. Sanford, but happy anniversary to you. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy the gift that we all chipped in for.
A gift for me? What a surprise.
Yeah, and I know you're going to love it. Lamont's friend Rollo picked it up from one of his contacts.
Rollo's contact? The only way to contact his contacts is contact a warden.
Well, we'll see you later, Alley-Cat.
Alligator.
Oh, yeah, alligator. Gator. Gator rhymes with later.
That's beautiful. Sure wish Rollo didn't have nothing to do with it. And would I be sure that this is love? I should have been a singer. Yeah, just like Frank Sinatra, you got a ring with his initials and diamonds all over, just like mine, FS. Yes, that's funny. No, that ain't funny. This is Frank Sinatra's diamond ring. Rollo stole it. Rollo's a tiptoe burglar. And Lamont is receiving stolen goods. He's going to jail. My son's going to jail. He's going to jail in the prime of his life. Oh, who's gonna drive the truck? Who's gonna guard this empire? I better get this ring back to Frank Sinatra and try to save Lamont. Oh, goodness. But first, one more time. And would I be sure? And I was just returning Mr. Sinatra's jacket. See, I forgot my keys, and so I was just trying to use, I was just using this master pin.
Master pin, that's a safety pin.
Well, that's a safety lock. Do you have the keys that can open the door for me?
Yes, but where's his jacket?
Oh, here's his jacket.
This thing is Frank Sinatra's jacket?
Yeah, and he got that pants to match it.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Me either. But this is the jacket that he does his act in.
You're kidding.
No. You ever hear him sing, "I did it my way"?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the jacket he did it on. Would you be so kind to open the door for me?
Well, all right.
We're a little short downstairs in the laundry. G. Monetti, the royal suite. Suited. Boy, it's this fit for a king in here. And there's the throne. It's a nice place here, Frank. Got. He sure knows how to live. Look at that great picture of Spiro T. Scooby-dooby-doo. Scooby-dooby-doobie. Exchanging glasses. I wonder where he keeps his jewelry box.
Okay, that's it. Hold it right there.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm delivering clothes.
Well, you call this clothes? This looks like more than clothes to me. This looks like another one of Frank Sinatra's rings you were taking.
No, I wasn't taking it. I returned it. See, I'm the valet. See there? Clean and press.
Okay, wise guy. If you're returning it, then who stole it?
Stole it? Stole what?
The ring. Now, somebody stole the ring. If you didn't do it, somebody else did. Now, who's in this with you?
No, nobody. I did it. I did it myself.
Oh, come on. I think you're trying to cover up for someone.
No, I ain't.
You expect me to believe that you're the tiptoe burglar?
Well, I can prove it. If you're taking me in, let's go.
Hey, that's it, Bubba. That's perfect.
Hey, Lamont. You sure you told your pop there was going to be a party?
Yeah, I told him this morning, Bubba.
Hey, man, maybe drink one of your Bloody Marys, Bubba, and crawl off to a hole and die.
Let me taste that, man. What's the matter?
What's wrong with my Bloody Marys?
How did you make these, Bubba?
There's only one way to make a Bloody Mary. A bottle of vodka and a bottle of ketchup.
I don't know where he could be, Rollo. I really don't know, man.
Hey, man, maybe he got kidnapped. You know, everybody getting kidnapped lately.
Who would kidnap my father?
Some guy who don't get bored too easy.
I don't understand it, man. He left here at 10 o'clock this morning.
Hey, man, don't worry. He probably's on his way here right now. Come on, cool it.
Yeah, Lamont, as long as we're waiting, how about showing us that ring?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba, the ring is bad.
It's gone.
It's gone. Where is it?
I don't know. I put it in that cushion this morning. Hello? Pop, I'm here waiting for you. You're going to be a little late? How late? What do you mean, get the calendar?
And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Dear, dear. Right on, right on, right on.
That is so good. So good.
You ought to hear me sing with my ring on.
Tell me something. What are you in here for anyway?
I'm in here for criminal innocence.
Oh, criminal innocence.
Yeah.
That sounds like a new one. What kind of rap is that?
That's for returning the stolen ring to a fellow singer.
Oh.
Oh.
You stole from one of your buddy singers.
I didn't steal it. I was returning it. I was just protecting someone who did.
Oh.
Oh. Man. Hey, why don't you go back over there? Your breath smells like you've been drinking Tidy Boy.
That's in case we get separated. Let me give you one of my cards, because maybe I can be of further service.
Safety Babcock School of Driving.
Okay, Fred Johnson, let's go. Come on.
Say, I want to confess. It was a one-man job, and I'm the one man.
So you're the tiptoe.
I'm tiptoe. Fred Sanford. Lamont Sanford didn't have nothing to do with it. He's a nice son. He's on his way over here now. You meet him later.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming over from choir practice.
Sure.
Yeah, and then tonight he's going to collect some money for the March of Dimes. That's a good boy, I'm telling you. Many times I saw him sit down and just read the Bible and draw pictures of Jack Webb.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Smitty, Hoppy.
You know this guy?
Of course we know him. Otherwise, would we say, hey, Fred? You should have picked up on that, Maury. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah, really.
Hey, listen, Maury, could we talk to him for a minute?
Sure, but keep an eye on this ring.
Yeah, okay.
It's evidence.
All right. Hey, Fred, what happened?
We heard you got picked up on a 459 breaking and entering.
That's true, every number of it.
I can't believe you're the tiptoe burglar.
Well, I am.
But how? The tiptoe burglar struck in New York last week.
That was me.
Well, how did you get to New York?
I tipped in.
Hey, Rilo, baby, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Snake?
You got me on a bone rap, baby. Drinking too much.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing here?
Lamont, go home.
Go home? Would somebody tell me what's happening?
Bad news, Lamont.
Some of our boys picked him up at the Royal Wilshire Hotel about an hour ago in the possession of some jewelry, allegedly the property of one Francis Albert Sinatra, alias Old Blue Eyes.
Hey, Hoppy, you gotta be kidding, man. There's gotta be some mistake.
No, son, it's true. I did it.
Say, would you tell me what's going on here, Smitty?
Lamont, just relax and let me handle this. Now, Mr. Sanford, when did you steal the alleged jewelry?
It's allegedly steal the jewelry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I missed that on the exam, too. Cost me my straight A at the academy.
Well, see, I stole it last night because I like to tiptoe through the twilight.
To your home last night.
Yeah, until you went to sleep. And when you went to sleep, I tiptoed down to the hotel.
Smitty, what's he talking about?
This ring, Lamont. He says he stole it from Frank Sinatra.
He didn't steal that ring from Frank Sinatra. He got that from behind the sofa at our house.
Listen, will you shut up? You ain't had nothing to do with it. I stole it. Me, not him. What's wrong with you? Listen. Lock me up. Lock me up. You have intensive care cell.
Lamont, was this ring in your house?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and I put it there, not you, me.
Pop, are you trying to protect me from something?
Don't you know when to shut up?
Wait a minute, I know. You think Rollo stole that ring, don't you?
Rollo? Steal?
You think I'm involved in it, and you're trying to protect me.
Here's what I'm saying. Let's remember, everything you say is going to be held against you. Like some of these.
Smitty, weren't you with Rollo when he bought the ring?
Well, we met him when he came out of the jewelry store. Is this that ring?
Yes, it is. Hey, Rollo, isn't this the ring you bought for my pop?
Yeah, that's the one. There's 35 tiny diamonds in the initials.
And where did you buy the ring?
Bob's Precious City. Hey, you can call him and verify it, Hoppy.
No, wait a minute. There's an easier way to prove it than that. There's a jeweler's glass in this drawer. I can tell you in a second how much it's worth. Now, we all know what we paid for it.
Yeah, well, see you later.
Rollo. Just a minute. You're taking the ring.
Yeah, well, I was going to take it back in return because it's tainted.
Rollo, let me have the ring.
Brother Smith, look at it through the glass and tell us what's happening.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll see you later, man.
Rollo?
Yeah, that's Frank Sinatra's diamond ring.
This is nobody's diamond ring. This is paste.
Paste?
Paste?
Yeah, paste. It's fake, phony, glass, worthless paste.
You mean to tell me I've been doing my imitation of ink spots with pasties? You mean to tell me all y'all chipped in and couldn't give me $15? The least you could do is give me a $100 diamond ring.
Well, actually, we did pay more than $15 for it.
A lot more.
Hey, well, fellas, you gotta figure my overhead, you know, like mileage, phone calls, insurance.
Insurance. Now, insurance. When a man's right, he's right. You're gonna need some insurance, because I'm fixing to perform a 4-5-9.
What's a 4-5-9?
Breaking and entering your skull. Want me to help you, son?
No, Pop. Look, you've helped me enough already this week.
I have been wonderful, haven't I?
You really were, Pop. You know, taking the blame like that and all for me. I was really moved.
Now, if you could move Rollo out your life, then you'd be doing something smart.
Hey, Pop, Rollo didn't mean any harm, man.
Well, he's just no good. I just don't want to see you hanging around with him.
Who is it?
Rollo!
Ain't no way you're getting through that door.
I brought you a gift.
Try the knob.
Turn it on.
Hey, you know.
Hey, Pops, I know how you feel, man. I'm very sorry, so I brought you an extra anniversary gift.
This is the gift?
Yeah, now that's not an ordinary baseball. Now look at the signature.
Jackie Robinson, Evans Field, 1947.
Hey, that's beautiful, Rollo.
Yeah, I bought it off of Leroy Whitney. He used to be a groundskeeper at Evans Field.
Hey, Rollo, it's real nice.
I thought you'd like it.
I think I feel a little tear in my eye.
Hey, you deserve the best, Pops.
Hey, Rollo, would you give me a hand with this stuff? You grab the little box here.
Hey, just a moment, Rollo.
Yeah.
How do you spell Jackie?
J-A-C-K-Y.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way you spell Jackie. But that's not the way Jackie Robinson spelled Jackie. What's the difference? The difference is that you are no good cheating liar. And on the other hand, you are no good lying cheater. Yeah, you probably stole this baseball off of some kid.
Well, all that might be true, but that's one place where I draw the line. At least I don't go around boring the world with no jive imitation of the ink spot.
What do you mean, jive imitation of the ink spot? Wait a minute, you forgot something. What? This.